The prophets tell us that we are gods, loves, vessels, servants, but that we do not know it. And so it pleased the Infinite to give us the power of reflection, to enable us to reason out why we are so servants, to reason out the truth of righteousness, which Proudhon argues to and then proceeds to do, showing us. The gift of reason we now see, our power of reflection frees us, gives us all a chance to be free. For it is living ancestors who come to us when we hearken, allow us to avail ourselves of Prince's choice, to choose to be righteous, to hear when before we were deaf, because we are all abandoned children now in this global class system. Quote, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, unquote, and needed therefore some guidance. Paul calls this the law, what we were given in response, the commandments of Moses. But prophecy, while it proves the existence of God, the infinite, and while the teachings of Jesus and Paul clearly show us that the will of God is the unity of all peoples, it remains for us a question until we think it through with all the information that we've not heard discussed in the context of practical guidance, how it was that because of transgressions, service under the law became necessary, mandatory. Thinking about this provokes a lot of questions related to or derived from this observation of Paul's, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And I comment, tree of knowledge, methinks? Continuing, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Quoting Paul, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them, the works of the law, shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And can anything else be meant than the Plato-recommended custom among the rulers and citizens of child abandonment? And on this tip, please read, revisit our readings of John Boswell's The Abandonment of Children in Western Europe from Late Antiquity to the Renaissance, beginning with the May 25th, 2014 show. Can anything else be meant, I should have said, by the act of hanging abandoned children on trees, given that our living ancestors thought more deeply and metaphorically than that they shall not seed? Continuing, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet, if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed, I say that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, Moses' commandments, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. And I have to comment here. I've never heard of this discussion. Have you? I believe what he's saying is that there are no chosen people. Continuing, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Quoting Paul in Galatians. What strikes me reading this is that it is physically true. The body feels what he's saying once you go through it, which recalls us again to Nicholas and Proudhon's point that God is a physical reality and allows us to see what Paul means when he says truth is spirit. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the music of Prince and archival shows. Until next week, stay strong. I love you. Peace.